Heather McDonald has got the juiciest scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I've got your girl Fortune Feimster coming on in a little bit. We recorded yesterday, but there's even fresh hot topics today that I want you guys to enjoy. Hottest news ever is that I am sporting a new hairdo right now. So you've got to go over to my YouTube to see it and make sure you subscribe. Now, because I'm going to the Bros premiere, which is the new romantic comedy, I am going to be on the red carpet looking pretty cute with a pretty shocking new do. Okay, so we're going to hope that it works out. I've got a middle part. I'm wearing it up, trying to be funky. I don't know. You know, I do my own hair and makeup. Slay. So it's what I have to do. What?
Slay.
And he's like, slay, girl. So anyway, most exciting news, though, you guys, is you've been begging. You've been asking for it. You've been saying, please, Heather, please. Yes, your wish has been granted. My sold-out show in New York City, Saturday, October 15th, with all the juiciest scoop that's happening in pop culture, Housewives, and of course, what's going to be going down that weekend in BravoCon. If you couldn't come to see me in New York, you can now enjoy it from your home. Yes, we are streaming it. And the last time I did this, it wasn't actually live. This time it is live. So if you're in LA, you can start watching at 4:30. If you're in New York, 7:30. And then you can have it for, I think, 7 days after you purchase it to watch it. And then it's gone forever. 4:45 and 7:45 is the times. And I'm very excited because we are doing a lot of really special stuff for this show that you are going to love. It's the juiciest scoop. It'll be hilarious. And I have Carlos King, who's really the insider of The Real Housewives, joining me for part of the show. So you go to moment.co/juicyscoop. And if you're listening to this after one, you go right there. If you want to get the special promo code, and it's in the morning, and you're part of Patreon, make sure you go over to patreon.com/HeatherMcDonald and look at my latest post for the special code. Or, of course, you can join because I'm going to talk all about my movie premiere tonight and all the juicy scoop that happened there only on Patreon, which you'll get to listen to Friday. So everything is at HeatherMcDonald.net for everything you need. So let's get into it. Okay, you guys. Two Fridays ago, I think it was, David Bedore, former husband of Real Housewives of OC, Shannon Bedore, they got divorced and he and his girlfriend, Leslie, at the time, she became pregnant. I think they got married either before or after she had the baby. The baby's like 1.5. And it was that Friday, like two Fridays ago, I guess, that he filed for divorce from her. Everyone was like quite, you know, it was quite shocking. I talked about it on my live show. I don't think I talked about it on here because a few days later, she posted, Leslie Bedore posted, he has retracted his divorce filing and go back to your regular television viewing, turned off comments. So we're like, okay, I guess he filed and then took it back. That's kind of crazy that you would actually go through a legal proceeding like that unless you were 100% sure, but maybe whatever. Maybe they really are in love and they're going to make it work. That was it. So I didn't really even talk about it. Well, this morning, Leslie Bedore, who I follow, posted, I am filing. And she wrote, I am filing for divorce. While this is not what I would have ever expected, it is what is best. I value myself and my children. Thank you for the family and friends that are supporting me. More, I'll share more later. So it's really interesting that so many people in Juicy Scoop Obsessed sent this to me are very obsessed with the fact that they're getting divorced. And, you know, the reason I love talking about Housewives and interviewing them is because I can relate to so many stages of these women's lives, whether it's marriage, divorce, kids, all of it. So that's always been my interest. And this being one, we saw Shannon and David's long-term marriage fall apart. And from the moment I met Shannon, it was at a USC game. Tamara invited me. She wasn't announced to being on the show. I met David, and they seemed perfectly nice together. And I was like, what made you decide to do this show? And she's like, I don't know. I think I have more going on in my future, and I'm excited to do it. And she said, and I kind of want to see my marriage played back. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. So I think they had their issues for a while. And then, of course, she was so open. We saw it all. And I think anyone that was, you know, a fan of hers or even watching the show agreed this couple should no longer be together. He had cheated. They'd gotten back together. They went to therapy. And she had to go to a Radisson Inn and lay on a dirty floor and pretend like she was dead and what he would say at her eulogy. We got to see all of that. We got to see them renew their vows, and we got to see her tell everybody on the reunion for the first time that they went to Hawaii together, and during the trip, he's like, I'm leaving you, and left and filed, and that was the end. Their horrible going back and forth of divorce, all of it. He then meets Leslie along the way of after being separated and officially getting divorced after this time, and they fall in love. And she's a much younger woman. He's 57. I think Leslie's like 36. She had two little kids, and then, of course, the little girl they share together. And they got married, and we really haven't heard much from them as far as a couple. And Shannon's gone on to have her boyfriend, and now their three kids, I think the twins are 18 and the oldest daughter's 20. So when I first saw that he filed for divorce, I thought, wow, you know, well, you know, sometimes these things don't work out. And maybe he also realized, like, God, this marriage isn't working. Since he was the one that filed it, this marriage isn't working. And I don't want to be paying spousal support for a number of years. At least this way, I'll probably only really have to pay for my daughter. And I thought, I wonder how much child support she's going to get because he is an older guy. And I always wonder, maybe my divorce attorneys can tell me this. My understanding is when you ask for child support, the people that really get what they are supposed to get, where the guy can't hide it or anything, is when the guy doesn't have his own business, when he's like a police officer or a teacher, and they take 25% of your income gross, and that is what the child support usually is. If there's two kids, it's 50. And it can never be more than 50 because the guy couldn't really survive on less than that. So, but when people have their own businesses and stuff, they can manipulate maybe that 25%. So he has his own business. And I'm not saying that is his intention to do that. But being 57 years old and having his own business, my question is, what happens if he stops working? He's an older man. He retires at 60. Does she still get that set amount every month? So, look, you know, that's why, girls, it's just a very risky thing to, you think you're marrying this guy, and I'm sure he presented himself in such a great way. I'm sure he acted like he was super into her younger kids, probably put them on the shoulders and everything, acted like he loved going to Disneyland. And then once the baby was born, he was like, you know what? I'm sweating in 100 degrees at Disneyland with a knee brace on. I'm 57 years old. This isn't as fun as I thought it would be second time around. Probably became pretty crotchety to her. Probably started to treat her maybe the way Shannon was treated. And she was like, forget this. And being that she's a mother of young kids, maybe something happened where she felt he wasn't being the stepfather she thought he was going to be. We know not only she and he know the real story, but I think people are overly interested in this because I think the majority of housewife viewers are women that are probably identify as first wives, myself being one of them. And so we really felt sympathy, whether we're still married to our first husband or not, with the Shannon Bedore situation and her husband doing the ultimate cliche of marrying a woman 20 years younger than he and having another baby. That, and then for it not to work out happily ever after, for the woman at home that's in that position, you're like, well, isn't karma a bitch, David Bedore? And to you, young, cute thing, I hope you realized it. And now she is a single mother of three, twice divorced. Her journey is not going to be an easy one. And whether you like her or not, or we really don't know much about her except for the few things that she's posted. But, you know, that's the thing. Listen, girls, if you are that girl in your 30s and some rich older guy who, oh, God, does he have the bitch wife that he was with for 20 years? He's so sweet to you. He acts so into your kids. Really look at what the relationship was like with his wife. And you know what? So few people, you're like, God, I wish I just could see a camera in your home from your marriage before I met you. Oh, wait, you can. It's called Real Housewife of OC. You could have literally watched his reaction with his wife for several seasons and been like, really? It's really just the two of them. I just know that that guy with his second and third wife will still be the same husband he was with his first wife as he was with you. So I found out something very interesting. I have a friend. I'm going to find out more about it. She is a single mom, and she's very discerning about who she dates. She told me the other night at dinner that she pays for some service that when she is going to date a guy and he says he's divorced, oh, we're great. My ex-wife, she's a delight. Whatever he tells you. There is a service that will look up his divorce proceedings and let you know what the real issue was. Because before you go out with that guy, maybe you want to know, was there a domestic violence call ever? Was there a restraining order ever? Is there something in the proceedings that said he turned off our heat and water? He changed the locks one day when I was on a girls' trip. He, you know, had my car repossessed without me knowing. Is there some weird shit like that? Some real down, dirty, awful, ugly divorce stuff. Because if that happened, chances are, girl, you know, this might happen to you too. So that is just a general warning as someone who's walked on this earth for a number of years and seen a lot of different things. And, you know, I wish Shannon and her daughter's happiness. Hope this doesn't affect their life too much. Hope that Leslie and her girls get along. And to the next girl that dates David Bedore, good luck to you too. Have fun. Okay, Hailey Bieber went on a podcast, not Juicy Scoop, and, you know, talked about everything. Turns out she likes doggy style with Justin. She likes night sex over morning sex. And what was the last one? There was like a third one. She likes to sleep. She didn't date Justin while he was with Selena Gomez. And pretty much that's it. So, me too. I like doggy style, and I like night sex over morning sex. So, girl, we are just the same. Other than that, no, I didn't find anything else very juicy, but good for them. They seem happy. Sex in the City. Yes. I think we already confirmed this, but I'm excited. Aiden is coming back to And Just Like That. I have said my prediction of what would happen. We're going to see Carrie, you know, having really good, hot sex with her little bit younger podcast producer. She is somehow going to run into Aiden or, oh, I just got a vision. Just got a vision. Stealing from Guys We Fucked, which a lot of people stole from. The producer or somebody in her podcast goes, you should interview ex-boyfriends that you dated. Aiden comes along, does it to be nice. She's like, you know what? I'm not doing that great, you know, with Che Diaz leaving the show. I need like a little boost. Is there any way, Aiden? He comes by. She's talking to him and she's like, but now, Aiden, you are married. You're the fabulous father of three boys. And he's like, I'll take fabulous father of three boys, but married. So that's when she realizes he's not married. And she's like, I would have never done this. I would have never brought him here. So there's going to be a moment where they have several episodes of do they, don't they? What is this dance? I want to say she might even like screw both of them a day apart. And how does this work? And talk about douching in between, and The Bachelorette does it, and funny little references like that, or that Charlotte says. Anyway, needless to say, super excited. I found him always to be really hot and cute, and maybe he's still making his furniture. Maroon 5, after all the stuff that happened with Adam Levine, not being able to stop DMing girls who are 20, they announced Tuesday that they are kicking off their Las Vegas residency in March. So, girls, make sure you start DMing them and letting them know what hotel room you're going to be in. Ugh, gross. Also, this girl who is, what's her name? Her name was Allison Rose. She's going to give it a big chunk of money. She's one of the Instagram models that he was DMing for a strip club event. You know, it's nice. You don't hear about strippers that much anymore. You know, it's nice to know that COVID is really pretty much over and that girls are back just stripping in the club. You know, they had to do so much work on OnlyFans and webcamming it because of the pandemic. But now you can get DM'd by Adam Levine and turn it into a nice, fun live event for yourself. So good for you. This is just a picture of a stroller. And Annie's like, why do you have a photo of a stroller out in the streets? Well, this morning when I was on TikTok, I came across, it's got 1.2 million views on TikTok. I found it very interesting. And it said, in Denmark, everyone has their babies sleep outside in their strollers with like a certain kind of blanket that keeps their body temperature just perfect. Whether you're at your house, you just push the stroller outside and like open the window. But also, all the people walking around the city of Denmark just leave their babies in the strollers. Like, you know when you go to Disneyland and there's like all the strollers and then you're waiting in line to go on the ride? There would be like 10 babies if this was in Denmark just sleeping there. And they said, and nobody's worried about anybody stealing the baby because nobody in Denmark wants the responsibility of having to take care of another baby. And they make it so nice for when you have a baby, like you don't want for anything, according to this TikTok. You can always feed it. You always have a home for it. So everyone's like, have a baby. Great. Leave it outside. Great. No one's going to take your baby, girl. And so I'm just saying, if you're looking for a baby and you're on vacation, they're out there for the taking. Just anywhere, any restaurant, people go, we just leave them outside. We go shopping. We go having to eat. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I'd like to hear from a Denmark Juicy Scooper. And where is your baby while you listen to me? Chloe got some shit because she's, you know, gotten so thin. And she said two gummies, Lemmy gummies from Courtney. And Chloe said, I'm such a fatty. I already ate two Lemmy gummies. So, you know, they're all taking their shots and getting skinny. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City saw a preview. This is coming out. This is why I'm going to be so excited for the live Juicy Scoop in New York City, which you can get now and stream it and be ready to watch with your friends, whatever, or at home by yourself. And they do a really great preview of them doing when the show first started in 2019 and where all the relationships are with each other. And it looks like Heather and Whitney are fighting bad weather, distant cousins. That they were called, they always had each other's back. This year, they don't. And my prediction is, I think Heather Gay has changed a lot. And I think the audience is going to possibly turn on her this season. I'm not wishing for it. I have gone out and had some fun times with Heather Gay. But that's my prediction, is that, you know, she has really enjoyed the last 2 years of this stardom, the fandom, all of it. And that's what happens. Sometimes people start feeling themselves and then the way it's edited may not be, we'll see. We'll see. Meredith is really standing up for Jen Shah, who then we know is facing all these years in prison. She gets sentenced around November, I think, for her whole crimes. And Lisa Barlow and Meredith are not getting along. It's going to be juicy, and I'm excited to watch it. Also, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You'll have seen the episode by now. I only saw the little preview that they've given us. And this is the moment where Lisa Rinna and Kyle sit down with Kathy. And Lisa Rinna is playing a family therapist. And she's sitting there with Kathy and she's like, Kathy, the things that you said when you were really had your outburst. And Kathy's like, I don't have a temper, but maybe that day I did get a little angry. Woof. You're so angry. Yeah, you were saying a lot of awful things about everybody. And I just want you to realize, you know, what was going on? What would make you have those outbursts? What were you feeling inside? And then Kathy's like, well, let's talk about you for a minute. You've been quite unkind. I think that you were cruel, Kathy. Well, I find you to have been unkind in your past too, Lisa. Woof. So now you're going to turn it around on me. Anyway, very excited. I, you know, talked about this on Tuesday, and I'm getting all the different points of view of people that really believe that since there is no audio evidence of these things that Lisa said that she said, it can't be true, or it's exaggerated, or they're trying to divert the viewers from the bad behavior of Erica and what happened when Kyle said to Erica, I can't protect you. Stop talking about you don't care about the victims. I can't protect you. People are like, this is the Fab Force Five really kind of playing their chess game like, oh, Erica, stop talking like that. I can't defend you if you act like a bigger asshole than I already thought you were. So we'll see. But I think this, her confronting Kathy to her face about the things that she said in about everybody, I think she said them. She's confronting her on the show. She said them. So very juicy. Can't wait to continue to watch. Everybody, for the live stream, for all the shows coming to your cities, for joining Patreon, and you join Patreon now, you'll get a discount code for the live stream in New York. Everything is at heathermcdonald.net. Okay? All right. Now for Fortune. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. You guys, you have a real treat for you. You got something sweet. You got something salty. How about some good fortune with Fortune Feimster, comedian?
Heather, I'm back to the Juicy Scoop.
Wow, Fortune. Well, you Heather. Have had the most exhausting last 3 years.
Yeah,
three. Of anyone's life.
It has been very crazy. I've been gone for the last 5 months filming in Toronto.
And how did you enjoy Toronto? Did you get to have much time off and do anything cute or fun?
Yeah, a little bit. In the beginning, it was kind of not as crazy. So we would, you know, explore Toronto. It was cool. Everyone was really nice. And then the last 3 months, I worked like 15-hour days.
Wow.
It was insane, but honestly, super cool. It was all action stuff. I've never done that before.
So you're like rolling under a car and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I like love that. Climbing across the floor, guns,
really?
Explosions.
And when you
helicopters.
When you hold a gun, do you do it straight or to the side?
I did it regular way straight.
Oh, and yeah. Did you get to like work with real guns?
Yeah. I mean the blanks.
No, I know, but like days. Go to the firing range and really learn?
No.
Did you grow up with guns?
No.
No.
No, I had been to a range before, so I knew a little bit, but no, it's not something I was very familiar with.
No, that's right. You were a debutante.
I was a lady.
Not a
But I loved it. It was like so different. You know, it was fun to do something I hadn't done before.
Well, now you're going to do something that you used to do, and that's talking about Juicy Scoop
that's
topics.
Right. You have a lot of topics.
I have my shows. I wanted to say I've got my shows. My next show, I'll be in New York City, October 15th.
And it's almost sold out.
Almost. And then also in Vegas, October 22nd.
Yeah.
And then you have your special coming out October 25th.
Yep. It's called Good Fortune.
Love the name.
It'll be on Netflix. You can watch Sweet and Salty in the meantime.
That's right.
But yeah, I'm finishing up this tour. I'm going out on some more dates. And then it comes out like 2 days after my last date.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama, and Memphis, Tennessee this weekend.
Oh, are there tickets around?
Yeah, there's some
Okay,
there's some
you guys,
tickets.
Get those tickets uh-huh. at
FortuneFeemster.com.
Love it.
Are we already plugging? I'm going all over the Northeast, too. I'm going to... I do need Newark, New Jersey to come out. They're going to need to...
Step it up.
I need the Juicy Scoopers in Huntington, New York, and Newark, New Jersey, and okay. Stores, Connecticut.
You got it. Out.
I feel like there's got to be lots of Juicy Scoopers.
I'm going to unleash the Juicy Scoopers.
Yeah.
Please get Fortune
Wilmington,
show.
Delaware, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, all the area. I know Juicy Scoopers are chilling, just waiting to be entertained.
And they are going to get it.
And it's fall. Get you a pumpkin spice latte and it's head fall, on
y'all.
Over to the show, girl.
Just throw on a scarf.
That area is actually very beautiful.
Right.
In the fall.
Yeah, you get to go at a good time of year. You're not going to hit like horrible
No, I'll see
kind
pretty,
of weather.
Pretty trees.
Well, when you're on the plane, I hope this doesn't happen to you.
Oh, no. What happened?
A girl who was chilling on a plane with her husband, kids, and a wedding ring when someone else noticed that she had 22 Tinder notifications.
Someone noticed?
So someone's sitting next to her, and she's got her family, and she's clearly married.
Right.
And then on the phone, it says that she has 22 Tinder notifications.
Man, nosy and neighbors.
What people have noticed is that all the apps on her phone are Arabic writing.
Okay.
So they're like, well, there's not a lot of open marriages
right.
for women to explore their sexuality in the, you know, in an Arabic world.
Right.
So chances are, like, this is not an open situation.
Right. I
pretty
would have
juicy,
assumed.
Though.
No.
And so then the girl posted about it. People are very, you know, she wrote, y'all.
Is that
know?
The girl?
No, this is the girl. This girl
who posted it.
Who posted it, who's dying
okay.
About it. And this is the New York Post wrote about it. But that's the other thing. You got to be real careful on the plane.
Yeah. I know, because people look over your shoulder. I've watched movies on the plane where suddenly there's boobies. And I'm like sweating. I'm panicking. I didn't know that boobies were coming up on the screen. But I feel like so like I'm doing something really wrong. And I'm like, y'all put the movie available to watch. I don't
well,
know.
Well, most people watch
this.
Their from their own device.
Yeah.
And I've noticed some really risque stuff, like coming back from the bathroom. Like,
oh.
I'll look on people's tablets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, and then I recently got real horny watching Tell Me Lies from Hulu.
Tell Me Lies? What's that?
That's just about this girl. She's in college.
Okay.
And she's getting her fuck on.
And it made you real horny.
Yeah. And it's really well done.
You're living vicariously through her.
I'm like, why didn't it have more sex?
I know.
Like, she's sleeping with two guys, her boyfriend's sleeping with two girls.
You were a good girl.
It didn't pay off. Anyway.
It said on this story that a lot of couples are looking for a third. They're looking to, I mean, I know you said this probably isn't an open situation, but is that the trend right now? A third?
A lot of people are into truffles.
Truffles.
Oh, truffles.
A lot of people are also into truffles. That's what I'm looking for.
I think there's a thruple situation. There's a sister wife situation.
Uh-huh.
And then there's just a good old threesome situation.
Right.
And I think they're all different.
I've been hearing about LA people.
Yeah.
That I know.
Tell
not
me.
Celebrities who have... are in a thruple now.
Well, I'm going to tell you about that are in a thruple now.
That are in a thruple. Like, they're married and they share
and
a
they
girlfriend.
And they are heterosexual or gay?
Well, this particular couple is gay. They're
so
lesbian. And, which is uncommon because lesbians get very jealous and
right.
territorial. You don't normally see that. And they were like, this is our girlfriend. And I was like, coming in? Our? But I mean, listen, no judgment. They now have a nanny, too.
I knew at about 8 that thruples did not work.
Okay. How'd you know that?
Because my parents were realtors to a thruple, a gay,
wow,
three gay
that was
men
back
thruple.
In the day.
Yeah. They're ahead of their time.
Uh-huh.
My parents, too. And my mom's like, they're all gay together.
Okay.
And I was just like, all right. Well, then the two wanted to get rid of the third.
Oh,
not
the original. One of the originals got booted
out. But they didn't know he was getting booted out.
Oh.
They were buying a house, as
without
my mom
him.
Is a realtor, without him. And then when they sprung it on him, it got real ugly, and he was very angry with my parents.
Yeah.
And he, I think, had some alcohol issues.
That's
and,
some juicy scoop,
and that's
baby.
What I knew at 8 years old. I said, you know what? I don't care. how much someone will convince me that a threesome will work. It won't.
That I can just picture you at 8 writing in your dear diary. Today's when I learned having a thruple is not worth it. Right. Note to self for when I am an adult.
Right, exactly. I think it's also harder. I don't know. I'm sure you can, but it's probably a little more difficult to put three people on a title of a house.
Yeah.
It's I know people are now able to start putting three people on a birth certificate because I read about a thruple that had a kid and all three are on it, right. Which I think would be, oh, what a fucking nightmare if they don't stay together. And chances are that the three of them are going to be together like an assisted living 50 years from now. I don't know.
According to you, thruples don't work.
They don't work. And now this threesome, this is Jim Edmonds. He was married to Megan King Edmonds.
Yep.
She was his third wife.
Okay.
And one day she, you know, said, yeah, I'm down for a threesome.
Really?
And she invited this girl that she knew named Courtney.
This one that's currently getting kissed by him.
Yeah. And then they got divorced, and he married Courtney this weekend.
Wow. Thruples. This is a cautionary tale.
It is.
Okay.
It did not work out. Now, I don't know if they had their rendezvous, and then, like, they were good for another year, but somehow
they reconnected.
I mean, it's a lot to say, and I know Megan, and I talked to her, but now I'll even talk to her more about it. Like, how do you feel about you're the one that was, like, bringing the chick in?
Yeah. I mean, you just never know. Well, I mean, we don't know the details of it. We don't know if, like you said, they maybe they reconnected later. We're not sure.
Right. But, you know, that's why you don't do a thruple.
Yeah.
Now, here's another juicy story I thought you'd enjoy.
Okay.
This woman is a Uber driver.
Okay.
She did a real good TikTok. And she's from Dallas.
Everyone's on TikTok.
I get most of my news from TikTok. She was in Dallas, and she tells a story of how she picked up her ride. He came out of the house. He kissed his wife and two kids goodbye.
Yeah.
And he got in the car, and he goes, oh, I'm adding a second stop to this.
Okay.
She's like, okay. They go to this other place, and this other woman comes in the car with a bag.
Oh.
And she's like, I'm so glad that you, when are you going to get rid of your shitty wife?
Oh,
I'm so sick of this shit.
Uh-huh.
And then they kiss, and now they're going off to
like a
hotel
vacation,
or something. And she goes on to say, now listen, I am an independent contractor. This is my car. I say, kind of, I remember when like Julia Roberts go, I say when, I say who, from Pretty Woman.
Right.
Not comparing prostitutes to Uber drivers, but essentially it's the same thing. They say when, they say who, get the fuck out of my car.
They're the boss.
They don't have to do anything. So she drove him and the girl back to his house and said, get the fuck out of my car.
Wow. Do we know if the wife saw? We don't know.
I mean, I'm assuming she did, unless the woman just got out of the car.
He's
and
like,
went
run.
Running. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Would you just take the car? Like, because maybe if it's like, maybe they wouldn't have seen it, but I think it's Dallas, and this TikTok went viral. The wife has got to know by now. I mean, don't think he tipped her, though.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Did not give her a star rating either.
Yeah.
But the moral of this story is that all these other people are watching. The Tinder chick.
Yeah.
The person on the airplane was watching her. This lady. They got their eye on you.
Yeah. Don't be a cheater.
Yeah.
Don't be a cheater because, you know, you're right.
People are watching.
People are looking over your shoulder.
They're not into free love.
The same thing in just sharing your info.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when I get into an Uber or a Lyft, I know I'm sharing a little too much juicy scoop.
Yeah.
But I feel
you
like
can't
it's
help
also,
yourself.
Yeah, I feel like it's also like my Christian service. Like, I'm like, this has got to have been the best ride this guy had.
That is what you have to offer the world.
Yeah.
Is so much juicy scoop. Why just save it for this podcast? It should be a one-on-one situation. And I'm glad that you gave them the ride of their life.
And now, actually, after this, I think I am going to stop that.
Oh, really?
Because I don't know if it's
They've got to go to your Patreon. If you want more of this, check out my Patreon.
Hey, thanks so much for the ride. And if you enjoyed hearing me talk to my friend on the phone all the way down,
you're going to love my Patreon.
Patreon.com/JuicyScoop. There's three different tiers. Yes,
see?
I totally agree with you. But I think it's my Uber. One of them they'd be like, what's Juicy Scoop? Like, somehow my profile was the face from my podcast.
Okay.
Which I think I was always okay
advertising. It's like you're Uber.
Not all of us are getting
Uber pictured and as Juicy Scoop on the side.
Not all of us are doing big series in Canada.
Listen, your podcast is wildly successful.
This is what I got to do.
It's wildly successful.
But I do think I should be a little more discreet with my
Scoop.
With my Uber and Lyft guys and girls.
Yeah.
But anyway, there you go. That was a good one. I just found this on page 6 and I just thought, you know what? It's never too old to fall in love. Uh-huh. This guy, Larry Leeds, he's the chairman of Buckingham Capital Management.
Sounds fancy.
Until 2019. He was working up until, I guess, 91. So at 93, he got engaged to this woman named Ginger, who's 75.
Ginger.
And she has red hair.
Yeah.
Do you imagine if your name was... Your mom is
named
Ginger.
Name is
but
Ginger.
She's not a redhead.
No, she's like blonde. Blondish.
Did she ever want to go redhead just to be, like, just to fit the mold?
I don't think so. But she is,
I feel like she should.
But she has fair skin, so I could see it would be an easy transition.
All right, we'll tell her to consider it.
My mom is around this age. She would have loved to have met this guy. Oh, my God. She loves older men. And, you know, once
especially if they're rich.
Yeah, for sure. Well, at least I like that he's 93. Even though she's 18 years younger, at least it's not like a 28-year-old, you know?
He said he wants to spend the rest of his life with her. So that's good, solid 6 weeks.
I mean, no, I don't know. We don't know, but yeah. He looks spry for his age.
They called him spry. Good for them.
Yeah.
Just saying don't
give
up.
I like it. I say you go, girl. You go, Ginger.
Hilaria Baldwin.
Yes.
Gave birth to her...
7th?
I think it is the 7th. Or is it the 6th? It's this that she gave birth to.
I thought it was...
Oh, but one came from a surrogate.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
One in the middle. It's the 7th child, not counting Ireland. So Ireland would be his 8th child.
Wow.
Alec Baldwin. Anyway, she named the baby Hilaria.
Hilaria?
So she's Hilaria.
Yeah. I think it's confusing when people have the similar or same name as the parent.
I always thought, you know, so many people do, you know, a junior or, you know, Robert Jones III
like
or whatever.
Little so-and-so and big so-and-so.
Yeah, like, but then the few times I would meet somebody, like, that the mom named the child her.
Yeah.
Like, Kim Richards has a daughter named Kimberly from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right, right.
My one friend, her mom, they shared the same name.
Yeah.
And I was like... I would feel like if I did that, I don't know. Like, I think it doesn't happen because I think women are just more like, it feels a little like conceited and narcissistic. Like, for men, it's such like a traditional thing.
Right. Like, you're carrying on the family name.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, so I guess it's fine. I mean, no, men do it all the time.
Maybe they ran out of names. Yeah. That's a lot of kids.
Hilaria.
Hilaria.
How do you say Hilaria?
Hilaria's pronounced Hilaria?
Hilaria.
Hilaria. So it does have a
Hilaria, Hilaria.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I see that getting confusing at some
point. I don't
think
she's done.
Really?
Mm-mm, she loves it.
Well, listen, to each their own if it's good for them.
I mean, she calls them little Balduinos.
Oh, really?
And the Spanish. That just that whole thing with her, you know, like... being that she acted like she was from Spain when she wasn't, she just was like, oh, well. Like, she went off the social media for like a month,
right.
And then she was like, I'm still going to speak with the accent.
This is just like part of her now.
Yeah,
you know?
Who cares? Like, I don't really care what you guys
think.
She
likes to speak
good for
Spanish,
her.
You know.
Speaking of babies, you know I have a dream about finding an abandoned baby.
I don't understand this. You've told me this before.
Well, it just a couple found one.
Yeah.
And it was...
Is that good? That's good?
Well, good that the baby was found.
Yes, for sure.
But this woman says she does want it.
She does.
Okay, so
can you just keep a baby?
No,
I don't think so, right?
But you can put your name in
your
a hat
in
for
the
it. Yeah.
Bucket.
Like, yeah.
I mean...
Well, this story, someone was trying to, like, steal... Someone stole their neighbor's truck.
Okay.
And it was the dad of the daughter. And he went and stole the truck and left the daughter, the baby, in this like little shed of this other couple.
Yeah.
And so they went outside because they heard the commotion of the truck being stolen.
Oh.
And then they heard like a cry and they're like, wait, what? And so they opened it and the baby was there. So the mom took the baby right away.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a newborn. It wasn't like drop it off at a fire station. It was like a couple months old or whatever. And obviously they got the dad and he's not a great dad.
But where's the mom?
We don't know where the mom is. But this lady who's like probably 50 or so said, I totally will take the baby.
Yeah. Well, that would be a good happy ending if that baby's in a terrible... Well, obviously, the baby's in a terrible situation if it's being left in a shed.
Like, a very famous story of finding a baby is there was this this guy, and he was gay, and he had only been dating his boyfriend for just a little while, and they weren't rich. And he found a baby on the subway. And so he turned the baby in, and then the social worker was like, any chance that you would want to adopt this baby? And he's like, gosh, I'm not even that serious with this boyfriend or anything. He says to the boyfriend, he's like, would that be crazy? And the boyfriend's like, no, I'd like to have the baby. Anyway, the baby's like 20 now.
Whoa.
And they're still together.
I love that.
And they're still together. And so people send me that story all the time because I'm like, no, that is like the best story ever.
You would keep, if you found a baby now, would you?
I would kind of like to
really?
Keep one.
Really? Because you're about to go into your best years yet. I know it.
All right, maybe I wouldn't keep it, but I definitely would
Brandon's
want...
Brandon's 16?
Yes, I definitely want to, like...
you shouldn't start over. You should find the baby a good home.
This is what I do. If I find the baby, I just take it home for, like, the afternoon.
Okay.
Before I call authorities.
Okay.
And then I, like, give it a bath, like, buy... I guess I'd have to go buy some bottles and stuff, but I just want to have, like, time
smell
alone.
Smell the baby head.
Yeah.
It smells like...
Yeah, and then when it starts to, like, cry too much, then I'm like, I found a baby, but I had a really good afternoon.
Because you were like, oh, I could be going to Newport right now to get on the boat.
Yeah.
But I've got
I
a
am
baby.
Going. I mean, today would not be a great day to find the baby because tomorrow I'm going to the Bros premiere with Guy Branum.
See, if you're already scheduling, when
it's
is a
not
good...
going to work. Yeah. You're right. I saw this movie last night.
You did
night.
See it.
I saw the Don't Worry, Darling movie.
It did really well this first weekend. I was
shocked. Dying to see it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to... Now, if you see the preview, it is like everything I dreamed of aesthetically.
Okay.
It's the 1960s.
Palm Springs, right?
Palm Springs, cul-de-sac, 1960s. Mm-hmm. Each house has a different, like, colored door, like one door's yellow, one door's you know, and the husbands leave to go to work and the women like
a cute husband
all
too.
The women have to do is do like make one pot roast all day and like drink martinis with their neighbor.
I love
that's
that.
It that's all you have to do. And but in the preview you see there's some secret thing and you don't know what it
right.
is
right that like, you would be good at that, like the martinis with the wives, but you would be telling them all the gossip in the neighborhood. Because this would be pre-podcast days.
Well, okay, when my podcast first started a couple of years in, it wasn't doing that great. Uh-huh. And this is when people were still approaching me to be on TV. And Bravo was going to do this show that came from Australia that was about, for 3 months, we're going to put, I swear to God, we're going to put four families like in a cul-de-sac.
What?
And we're going to move you into this house from the 1960s.
Oh my God.
And we're going to film it. So no Wi-Fi, nothing.
Wow.
And I'm like, but wait. Okay, maybe I don't have a microphone, but I have an oven. And and I looked up, would I have a dishwasher? I think dishwashers were made. And
you're like, what appliances would I be able to use?
And then I'm like, okay, I guess I can't do Juicy Scoop, but like, who cares? I'm so ready to be like a 1960s housewife.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did an interview and everything. The boys said, fine. I'm like, you'd give up your phones and everything. And they're like, yeah.
Oh, really?
And then it never happened.
Thank God. You would, 3 months? How long was it?
I don't, it would have been 3 months, but I would have been on a Bravo show and I would have been wearing 1960s outfits.
I know, but oh my God, you would be so bored after a while.
So anyway, I was very curious about this movie and I don't, and of course, kind of like an M. Night Shyamalan,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, it's like has a
There is a secret and you kind of tell what's the secret. What is the society? So I don't want to ruin the secret for anybody.
Yeah, don't do that.
So watch it and then maybe I'll talk about it on my Patreon this weekend. Or next week, and I'll, like, give a fair warning. Because I do want to talk about it. But Harry was really hot. And there's some good sex scenes.
Well, that's what they've been talking about in all this controversy. Didn't he, like, go down on her or something?
Oh, yeah. That's why. Yeah.
Well, and
then you wonder, like, Olivia Wilde, who is who Harry is going down on.
Yeah.
You know, she's the one that directed the movie.
She did.
So she's the one that was like, this is what I want the sex scene to look like. Mm-hmm. And she's right, because the women are going to go see this movie, and
we want to see
Harry go down on a girl from the 1960s.
Harry get Harry. Was he a good actor?
Yeah, for the part. Yeah, I mean, he's totally believable. Everyone was good. Yeah. Everyone
Did he
was
have
good.
This American
girl, this girl had this Kiki Lane. Yeah, she's upset. She said all her parts were cut out. But without knowing that she was cut out, she was a big part of it.
She was, wow.
But it was like she's this character where they're like, what happened to her? Like, there's something strange that happened to her.
Oh.
So I don't know how much they would have cut out, but she
was
good in it.
I've been cut out of two movies, so I get the feeling.
Yeah.
You just don't have any control over that. It is honestly, and it most of the time it has nothing to do with you. It's like they've screened the movie, it's too long, or like they got to get to stuff. It's usually that. It's usually
well,
time
Nick Kroll is in this too. He plays like one of the families in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, there's nothing that he did in the movie that was like that intricate to the movie. There was no plot.
Yeah,
like he didn't. You know,
and
nothing exciting happened to him. He didn't say anything that was like super juicy. So it's like,
well, a lot of times if you aren't part of the plot, you're an easy cut. I have been in things before.
Same with Real Housewives.
Where if you, if you realize that your scene is like kind of an off, like a random scene and has nothing to do with the plot, you can, you know, depending on what your rapport is, you can be like, can we add some stuff? And you can kind of save your scene.
Oh, that's a good acting tip.
Yeah. I mean, my Office Christmas party scene, if I had to reveal.
You played an Uber driver, right?
I did, yeah. But I had to reveal, my only purpose was to tell her that there was a party.
Yeah.
If I hadn't had that, the scene would have been no point.
Right. Except it was the only funny thing. No, just kidding. It
but
was very funny.
But they let me rewrite it. I rewrote
you
the
were
whole
very,
scene.
You were very funny in
me
that.
Me and my friend Jillian Bell like sat down and rewrote the whole scene.
Yeah.
So sometimes that happens. But then I got cut out of another movie, and I didn't realize until afterwards that I knew I was going to get cut because it had nothing to do with the plot.
And when you get cut completely, do they let you know? Like, does someone call you and go, hey, Fortune, pretty lady.
Hey, pretty lady. I did get told. I did not get told in the one movie, but it was like a dumb kind of independent movie that they weren't very organized. I found out from my co-star, and then the other one, the director did let me know, which was nice. And then I've been in another thing where my stuff was crazy whittled down, and no one told me. And I was at the premiere.
Oh, you went to the premiere?
I went to the
knowing?
Premiere and had no idea. I'm doing interviews and walking the red carpet, taking pictures. And then I watch it and I'm like, oh, well, that's embarrassing.
And so you knew when your scene came and went that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you still go to the after party for the free
sliders?
Yeah,
I went for the sliders. I had to eat my feelings. So it happens. You know, that's part of
the old biz.
Look at you. Look at you. It's a humbling business.
Halloween is around the corner.
Yes, it is.
And this guy is a model and reality star from Winterhouse.
Summer House.
Anyway, it's a party pooper.
Winter House is where they're all wearing sweaters. That's no fun.
This is a party pooper thing.
Oh, that is.
So you wear it.
There's no way.
And then there's
this.
Little fake legs and stuff.
What is your Halloween costume going to be?
Do I want to reveal it?
No.
Oh, it's going to be a juicy scoop. Secret.
I mean, I would like to put it out there that Halloween this year is on a Monday, which is absolutely perfect when it works out this way.
Really?
That means you have good adult parties to go to on Friday and Saturday, and even Sunday if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's Halloween Sunday or Monday. Anyway, so then by the time it comes, you just are burnt out. It's a Monday. So you have all weekend to be invited to parties.
Yeah.
And then by the time money rolls around, you give out candy and you wear sweats and you don't give a shit as an adult.
Right.
Okay. Or you're with your kids or whatever. So I'd like to put it out there that I would like to be invited to some very good parties.
Okay.
So invite
me. I think
that
will happen. You get invited to parties.
And I don't think I'm doing a trashy lingerie, slutty corset outfit
really?
This year.
You do like to prop those boobies up.
I think I'm done with that.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've got good boobs.
I know, but I just, the corset is so hard and like.
It doesn't have to be a corset.
That's just the only nice way bra. To make it work.
Just a nice bra. You know, I know bras. Just get you a bra, girl.
What's your best costume?
Oh, what is my best costume? I mean, my character, Darlene Witherspoon, the Hooters waitress, that was always a hit.
Yeah.
To wear that at Halloween parties. Just me in a tiny outfit, it's always a hit.
True.
But truth be told, don't love dressing up for Halloween.
Do you know why I think we don't love it? It's because
we do it all the time.
Yeah, and I think because all those years at the Groundlings.
Yeah.
And those would have been the years to, like, hit the Halloween parties when we were, like, young.
When we had all those wigs.
And I just did not even want to do it.
Yeah,
I was just like, ew.
Because we spent our all day every day for years buying costumes and...
And wigs.
Wigs and dressing up in crazy outfits that when Halloween rolls around, you're like, it feels like a chore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not great at costumes.
I do kind of like that, like, now people do, like, iconic... movie scenes or take a star from an iconic time of their career. Yeah. Like, I kind of like that.
Do you like the ones where they're like doing puns? Like they're a mix of something?
Oh, you like a puzzle, like you're just figure it out. No, I don't. That's why I don't like watching foreign films. I don't want to read.
Okay. You want the work to be done for
you. Yeah, and I don't want to like have the couple come around and be like, ah, it's a knife and a fork or whatever. We're plated. I don't know. Like, I just...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like...
somebody I knew did like a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but... Somehow combined it with Bill and Melinda Gates, and I was like, I can't.
I don't need a riddle. Like, just go fucking just look cute.
That's why I'm telling you. Put on a bra.
Yeah.
I imagine it feels like.
Put on a bra.
It feels like you've been venturing down south to Newport and Laguna a bit more.
Yes, I'm hoping to get invited there.
I was about to say, those are the parties you'd want to go to.
Yeah, I'm putting it out there. I'm secreting it.
Okay.
I'm gonna can you put the vision board together?
Yeah. I feel good about
good Halloween rich people parties. Okay. this is one of the costumes.
That's a costume?
Yeah. They said that this is actually, you could be Florence Pugh from the movie that I just saw. But her just at Coachella in a purple outfit. Like, it was that memorable?
That's so weird. Not enough people know that outfit, right?
No, but
if I was walking down the West Hollywood Boulevard, I would just think this person was dressed comfortably.
Yeah, that's not going to be good. Oh, but they're not going to have the West Hollywood.
They're not? It's done?
Where have you been?
I've been in Toronto for 5 months.
Did you go? I know. Did you used to go back in the day?
And sometimes. Not every year. But, well, but
they
why?
Say
it's
maybe
gone?
It's coming. Maybe it's not. You could be Blake Lively at the Met Gala if you want.
That would be a hard.
Oh, and then there was all these ones that you don't want to do.
Oh, a Wordle costume. You can't do a Wordle costume. No. It was?
Scare. Wait, it's a Wordle box?
I don't even know how to play Wordle.
That's like figuring it out. Let's talk about, have you heard what's up with Shakira? I feel so bad for her.
I just know that she's getting a divorce and he's already with another lady, right?
And she's like going on trial for not paying her taxes, which she did pay like $25 million in taxes.
Well, what's going on?
The Spanish government said that she didn't pay them correctly or something. It's for 2 years of taxes.
$25 million seems like a lot.
I know. And then they're trying to prove that she spent more time in one country than another. Like, she claimed to be in the Bahamas. I don't know.
Okay.
But her defense team says that the Spanish government loses half of their cases with taxes. So
really?
I feel really bad for her.
So she's just going through it.
Yeah. And then on top of that, she had the husband that was some famous soccer player, some hottie.
Yeah.
And when she met him, he was like 23 and she was 33.
I mean.
And then they had two kids.
23-year-old guy. That's hard.
They had the two kids. And now he cheated on her, and now he's with some 25-year-old.
Yeah. That's hard.
And she had, he's with a 25-year-old, and she had to pay $25 million taxes, and she's still facing trial.
Oh, gosh, Shakira, she's so
pretty.
I know.
That's not a great picture.
Well, that isn't a great picture.
Yeah, why did you get this? Just kidding.
She's so pretty.
This is Stylecast. That's not a good photo.
I love her.
She is really pretty, though.
She's been famous forever. When I was in college, she was, like, huge. And not in the U.S. yet. You know, she eventually got very famous in the U.S., but she was, like, huge in like Mexico.
And did she do The Voice? I want to feel like she just.
I don't know, but they get paid a ton on that show, don't they?
Yeah, and when she looks really young, not in this picture. God, Stylecaster. I want to say Stylecaster.
What style cast?
Whoever wrote this article, I cannot believe that this was your photo. I thought this was funny that Prince George, according to Page Six, allegedly warned his classmates who were on his bad side that they better watch out because his father, hashtag Prince William, will one day be king, according to royal author Katie Nicholl.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. I love that he's like already waving around his power.
But I'm like, who is the insider? Like a third grader?
But also, he's in line to be king, too.
Right.
So he could, he didn't even need to use his dad's name.
I know, you're right.
Like, I'm going to be king one day, so you better be nice to me.
I have no, there's no way this story's true. There's no way. I would think that if you're raising royal kids, you would have already had this conversation right. That you never say, you better do what I tell you to do because I'm going to be king. Like, that would be like the first thing that you teach your kid along with please and thank
all
you.
All the protocols.
Is like, you never
I could see the
throw your crown or your dick around.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care, Prince George.
I could see the youngest one doing that, though. The one that stuck his tongue out at everybody.
Yeah.
He stuck his tongue out at his mom.
Maybe, do you think he knows that he's never going to be king? Like, chances are he'll never be king.
I think when you're the second boy of a family, you're like, you don't, like Harry, he probably never thought he was like,
I know, and it doesn't even seem like it's fun anymore, so who cares?
But George is
hot.
Third in line, right?
Look how cute he is. I didn't mean to say he was hot. I'm saying he's a good-looking kid.
Okay, I was like, what?
He's a good-looking kid, and so is she. They're like a cute family.
They're a cute family.
All right, this is kind of weird and juicy. This Utah woman did a boudoir photography.
What does that mean? Boudoir photography.
Like, don't you remember? Boudoir photography would be like a lady like fuzzed over with like a boa like laying on her bed.
Oh, really? Like old school.
Yeah. But then, of course, people knew the new version.
Okay.
And she did sexy photos with her husband. It looks like they were both pretty fit people, and they did a bunch of sexy photos together.
Okay.
Well, anyway, they were going to get divorced, and she wanted to split up the album. Like, we can each keep some of them. And he's like, no. And he goes, she's like, well, then I'm going to take them someplace and they need to, like, Photoshop me out. And then the guy's like, I can't Photoshop you out. This is art. So in the end, a court said, okay, he's going to be able to keep the boudoir photography, even photos, even though you're getting divorced.
I wonder why, how they decide that he has more ownership of that.
I guess because it's Utah.
Right. True.
Maybe it was a gift to him from her.
Oh.
First of all, when I first read it, I thought she gave him a sexy book of herself.
Yeah.
And therefore wanted it back because it's sexy photos of her.
Right.
And technically it was a gift. But I think it's weird that they were in it together, first of all. That's weird.
And it's weird that if they're getting divorced, that he still wants them.
Yeah.
I would say let's burn them. Let's both just burn them.
I have a friend, and she's married to... You know, they do well. They are wealthy.
Okay.
And she's really been the stay-at-home mom the whole time. So the husband makes, you know, the money and stuff. And it was their anniversary. And they're a pretty, like, sexy couple with each other.
Ooh, a sexy couple. And, tell me more.
And she's like, let me show you what I'm going to give my husband for our anniversary.
She showed who? You?
Me. And it was all these photos put into a book.
Okay.
And they're, like, fabulous photos. And she looks great. And they're photoshopped and everything, like everyone's. But they look great. And all I could think of is, like, there's nothing I think Peter would want less for me to spend my money on.
How much was this photographer?
Like, here's a, like, I just, like.
Heather, what, did you pay for Photoshop? I could have airbrushed these.
But I'm also like, do we think, like, the husbands of 25 years are going to be like, thank you, I'm going to jack off to this now? Like, I'm pretty sure Peter's not jacking off to my last special. Like, I'm pretty sure that isn't happening.
It's a love letter to Peter.
Yeah. Like, he's like, oh, I see you every day for the last 25 years, looking like hell every morning.
And he knows your body up and
down. Wearing the most unsexy, like, clothes to bed. And then here you go. I mean, to me, it feels like I would be doing that to myself. Like, let me get my good photos before I age out of this lingerie.
I think it's more for yourself. Yeah.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah. And But in your mind, you hope that your husband's, like, super into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like...
I don't know. That would be a good question for a dude.
Yeah.
Who's not married. You should ask.
I also thought, like, growing up, like, I always wanted to be... Like, everyone always wanted to be a model. Like, whether, you know, oh, to yeah. be a model. Like, it was such a... And then when I finally got to the age where they'd be like, hey, we need, you know, you're going to do this photo shoot. Mm-hmm. It is so much more work. Don't you agree? Aren't you like when you're
no
doing it?
No one's asked me to model.
No, but you know when you have to do like a
I hate
bunch
photo shoots.
Yeah, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like I always thought I would like love it. And it's like, oh my God, someone doing my hair and makeup and yeah. outfits and fans going. And when you're doing it, you're like, when is this over
yeah,
with?
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not as fun as people think.
I think the photo thing is, if you're in a relationship, is better in the beginning part. Because yes. that's when you really want it, and you will, you know, get excited about it because it's still new and everything. But yeah, like you said, like 20 years in,
and like who are you feeling fooling? Like that you're able to balance on this thing,
yeah.
like your sheen, your face.
Yeah,
perfect.
and they're seeing you yell at the kids the next morning to get down for breakfast,
and then like what is it? Every night you go to bed, you're like, did you read your book yet? Like, what?
Don't forget to take your book on your work trip.
I packed it in the like, this fucking book. Then you leave it somewhere, and then you're like, you left my nudie photos at the Marriott.
Mine would be a pamphlet.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you're not going to do this for Peter.
Definitely not. Definitely not the effort
not
I want to put
for
forth.
Peter.
No, definitely not. I'd rather just go on a vacation.
All right.
This was such a funny thing that I saw. Someone filmed someone else going into Disneyland like this.
Right.
So it's a stroller, mm-hmm. but in the stroller, it looks like there's a little baby in the stroller.
Right. Even it looked like
but
they're
it's
sucking
almost,
their thumb.
It's almost, they have a sucking their thumb, but it's almost like how magicians would like put a girl
in the box.
But like her body would be curled up.
Yeah.
So basically the baby's in there, but they have adjusted the stroller. So it's like the rest of the body is hiding. So just the face is the baby part. Okay. Uh-huh. So then when they take her out, there yeah. she is.
That's her.
Yeah. They show her coming out. Like,
she's
so she
like
was
six.
Like, yeah. So she was like standing in the bottom part with just her head. So because so
oh,
they don't have
there.
To pay. Yeah.
Wow.
So the head was like in there
uh-huh.
and then just pops right out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, because what is the cutoff? Like two and under is free?
Yeah, I think it's like, I think it's got to be like.
I mean, Disney's expensive.
I can't blame them. I mean, I remember like.
Everything's crazy expensive there now.
I know a lot of people do that for movies too. They put their child and be like. Act like you're asleep, suck your thumb.
Oh, really? I've not
yeah.
heard of that.
Oh, yeah. And then you just, like, walk in.
I just heard of people bringing, like, their own snacks and stuff to the movies.
We always would bring our own snacks
yeah.
to this day. And then, except yesterday, I didn't do that.
Well, now you're fancy.
Yeah, and we went to the fancy movie theater with the wine. And then, but, yeah, like, when we go to the movie, they drive-ins, we used to, like,
yeah.
It was like a quarter a kid.
A bunch of people in the
and
car.
And then we put the blankets over us.
Yeah. So when they posted this, were they upset about it or just saying, look at what happened? Do we know?
I don't know that Disneyland knew.
But I mean, whoever posted it, were they like, get a load of this?
Yes. They were kind of laughing about it.
Oh,
I think
okay.
people were like, wow, Disneyland's gotten really expensive. Check this out.
Gotcha.
You know, these two girls
yeah.
hid this little girl in there,
yeah.
you know, and put her all to done. Do you know what's going on with Erica Jane?
I don't. I'm even behind on the Housewives.
Well, you know, she's in a lot of trouble because Tom Girardi.
She's been in a lot of trouble,
yes,
right?
Yes, you know all about
okay.
that. But people were like, who is paying her legal bills? Well, there's some other attorney that used to be friends with both of them,
uh-huh.
another older guy, and he's paying all of her attorney bills.
Oh.
And so people think like, what's that about? Is something going on?
Huh.
But I'll tell you, baby, he was a good friend. He was a good friend of Mr. Girardi and I. And if he wants to help me, it's none of your fucking business. So there you go.
That was a good impression.
Thank you. Oh, can I ask you a lesbian question?
Sure. I'm okay. here for all your lesbian questions.
Okay. So this girl, Bronwyn, she's...
Oh, she's from the house. OC.
Yes, OC. She has seven kids.
Yep.
She was married to this guy, Sean.
I knew that.
Then she, on the second season of her show, she's only had two seasons.
They took a break, but not really. They're like kind of
first
married,
she said she was
not.
Bi.
Yep.
Okay. Then she said, I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
Then she said, I'm full-blown lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Then she's like, we're going to split up, but we're not going to get divorced.
Okay.
And we're going to do this thing called nesting where you live in the house and I go off by myself for a week at a time. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's on her fourth serious girlfriend.
Wow. She did better than when I was a single lesbian. I was always like, Kim, please, someone date me.
And she loves to post a lot. She loves to post a lot about herself.
You mean when she's in these relationships, always. She's very
she's
public
always
with
like,
them.
She makes me happy. This okay. one makes this me is, smile.
This is the one.
So then she wrote with her latest girlfriend, travel often, say yes, live your life, and find the beauty in everything. Thank you for an amazing week. And then whoever the girl was.
Okay.
And so anyway.
The girl's cute.
I just wrote her, it's hard to travel often when you're a mom raising kids who are school age, but somehow you do it and have a new girlfriend.
Don't be jealous.
Oh, I am.
Don't be jealous.
100% bitter Betty in my fucking comment.
Would you go have a lesbian, what would you call it, tryst? What's the
word? Well, it's like, I feel like it's kind of works out because it's like, you know, anytime anyone says it, it's like, you know what? It's time for take some time out for me.
Yeah.
It's time to take some time out for me. And it's like, she did, and then she's always in the press, you know, talking about how the last girlfriend, she's like, I have 10 orgasms a day, and each
Whoa.
One lasts 15 minutes.
Wow, that's a good, that's
And I'm like, good thing that
that's,
you're...
That's good PR for lesbianism.
Oh, yeah, they're pushing... yeah.
We'll take it.
And then I was like, wow. And I wrote, God.
And we're like,
know,
yes. Thank you.
Yes. But I was like, wow, that's a lot of minutes out of the day, 10 times 15.
That is a lot of orgasms.
Yeah,
minutes.
And a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I was like, good thing that you aren't with your children in L.A. and you have all day to maybe lay in a bed in New York.
But maybe that's why they're at school. Lesbians are crafty with their time management.
Anyway, she's got a new one. Good for her.
Yeah, I think there might come a day where, you know, you're like, screw everything. I want to try this chick thing for a minute. Peter, you don't care. I want to have 10 orgasms in a day.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely enjoy, like, female company. I don't know if anybody needs to, like, go down on each other. But I'm down. I definitely, like, love hanging out with my girlfriends.
You're like, can I do the gay thing without all the sex? I'm like, that's just friendship. That's literally just friendship. You were like, "Can I would love to hang out with my girlfriends and no one kiss or touch."
I think I could have a female life partner that we don't.
So many women could.
That we don't do that. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I meet women of a certain age where yes. you can just tell, like, the men pools dried up. They're not trying anymore. I'm like, find a lady. It doesn't have to be sexual.
Right, exactly.
And just live out your golden years with that woman. I guarantee it will be the happiest years of their life.
I know, not
it's
have
such
to deal
good
with
companionship.
Yeah. No, and not have to deal with, like, it's the crotchetiness of, like, yeah. some, yeah.
And you got two ladies that are taking care of things. No one, you know, there's less nagging.
That's the
of,
best.
Like, take the trash
I know.
Out.
I'm jealous. No, I am jealous.
So
I'm totally
ladies,
jealous.
If you're single and of a certain age, you're tired of looking for men, just consider it. I'm telling you.
Stop this pushing is, your this sick is, agenda
this is
on
part
our children.
Of our PR for lesbianism.
Okay. You know about Armie Hammer.
I know a little bit. A lot of this has happened since I've been gone. I know what happened to him. He had all those stories come out.
So basically, there's a documentary that came out.
I haven't seen it.
And it's my understanding that it actually was pretty tame. And I think they had to leave a lot out for legal reasons.
Legally, yeah.
Yeah, legally have to leave a lot out. But it's about the Hammer family. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed Armie Hammer's aunt. And she has told her story and written a book and she's in it about how it, you know, her grandfather was weird. Her okay. dad was weird. Her brother, who's Armie's dad, was weird.
This is according to her.
According to her. Okay. Yes. Allegedly. Yeah. And so then when all this came out with Armie being into S&M and his crazy DMs to these girls saying, I want to take one of your ribs and barbecue and eat it. She's like, wow, well, I wonder if anything happened to him because who knows? It's okay. weird stuff. So then they do the documentary and It's my prediction now that he will work again.
Okay.
I just think you're watching this and it's like these girls dated him and, you know, and yeah, he wrote nasty stuff and he was into like the 50 Shades of Grey stuff.
Right. He was like eccentric. Kind of more like that.
I mean, I think they were traumatized. I truly believe they were traumatized, put into the relationship and traumatized. Okay. But I'm saying as someone watching it, you're kind of like, okay, you know, you're the one that like, you know, agreed to step into this relationship. And it was really hard because as they're trying to do the documentary, they're like, but we also want to respect people that are into S&M and kinks and fetish. And that's not this. This is someone using that to actually... abuse women is what they were trying to say. Meanwhile, he had this beautiful wife.
Was he married when he was doing all this?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think, you know, when he was with these girls, I think they were separated.
They
were separated.
I see.
So the girls were, you know, I mean, I think he was pursuing girls when he was married, but at the time that the two girls that were featured in the documentary were, so this girl, Elizabeth Chambers, she has a bakery in Texas called Bird Bakery.
That's his ex-wife.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's very pretty, and they were always on the red carpet together. They have two perfect little kids.
Okay.
Now, since this, there's this other girl that wasn't featured in the doc, but she actually got Gloria Allred to represent her to pursue a lawsuit with Army over alleged abuse during their relationship.
Okay.
That girl's, her Instagram is called House of Effie. She, in the last week or so, released... texts and messages from Elizabeth saying like, oh my gosh, share more. I'm trying to get custody. You know, anything you can say that'll like make him look bad, please put out there.
Huh.
And she put it out there because Elizabeth just went on a press thing and said, he's doing great. We're no longer together, but he's healing. And it's making me think that she's like, I think what happened, okay, then the latest is this Elizabeth Chambers' former friend has come forward and said she used my email, like making it come from me, to send stories to the press about him flirting with other women and all this stuff to set her case for divorcing him and getting custody and making him look bad.
Gotcha.
Now she's trying to say he's healing, he's been in rehab.
She's walking it back.
I don't think she wants him back. I think she wants him to
work.
Want him
back, walking her actions back?
No, I don't think she thought anyone would find this out.
Oh, okay.
So I think she thought this stuff would never come out.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, the documentary came out, it's been a little while. Mm-hmm. Who's the Iron Man guy? Robert Downey Jr. has, like, put him through rehab and is, like, standing by him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
were buddies.
I think now she's, like, I don't want to stay married to him, but I think she's thinking... he's got to keep working for me to like get this child support and live this life. And I don't want the father of my kids to go down like, I think she was so angry in the beginning of his cheating that she was like, let it all out.
Yeah.
And then when the dust settled, she was like,
she's like, thought it all out more.
Yeah. But she's been found out.
Whoa, that's a lot.
And she still has a bakery.
That is a lot.
I went to the Bird Bakery in Texas.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
She lives there?
I don't know if she lives there.
Why is it in Texas?
It's good.
It's good bakery. It's like real cute.
Oh, I love a cute bakery.
Anyway, my prediction
if anything comes out of this whole story you just told, is that I'm going to go check out that bakery.
I know a lot of people did jokes about when he was talking about eating ribs. They're like, you know, is there like a meat muffin?
Right.
Whatever. So dumb. I don't think he was ever serious about wanting to barbecue a rib.
Like he was just in the heat of the moment trying to say something.
I think it was just some weird, gross stuff.
Yeah.
But when I was reporting on it, I was like, is this fucking, like, what is this? Because there was so much going on.
Yeah.
And then, but now I feel like, yes, he was, you know, he did some sick stuff that I'm not into and that he was so good looking and Hollywood guy that girls wouldn't say no to him, and he did take advantage of them. I totally believe that. And I definitely thought, like, 2 years ago, this guy's done. He'll never work again.
And now you think
there's now a chance. I predict some type of streaming series with, by 2 years from now, he'll be starring in some streaming series.
Oh, Well, you love to make predictions, so you heard it here first.
That's what I think. Sister Wives. Nice.
This show's still on? Heather.
Fortune, you have no idea what's happening. Well, it finally got juicy. Do you see
I kind of resembling this main guy. Without the goatee.
If you grew your hair out a little longer, you could absolutely be Cody.
Drop a couple pounds.
Cody has four wives.
Oh, that seems exhausting.
Wife number three, Christine.
Yeah.
As you can see in this photo, she's looking off.
Oh, that means there's trouble in paradise, right?
She has.
Is that what that means?
That's what it means.
She wants to be out on her own.
If this was a Halloween costume, you would have been able to figure it out.
No pun in this. But is that the storyline that she's venturing out on her own?
Right. And they're not legally married, so it's not that hard. Yeah. And the kids are kind of old that she has with them.
They can't legally be married, right?
Well, he was legally married to wife number one, Mary.
Yeah.
And then he got Janelle and Christine. And then he met Robin. And Robin had two or three kids from a previous marriage.
Okay.
And the dad wasn't involved. So then he told Mary, wife number one, we need to get divorced. And since we don't really like each other that much anyway, I didn't think you'd mind. So that I could legally marry Robin and adopt her kids.
Whoa. And he did.
He did.
He did that?
And so now with COVID, he was a real COVID freak. Like, not freak, but like very strict about it.
Okay.
Very, very strict about it. And he was like, I can't go to all the different houses because there's so many of us. Like,
wouldn't
we could
have all
spread
been in
it.
A pod? I would think that, like, this
thank
is our
you.
Pod.
That is what Janelle was saying.
Yeah, like, if we all just, all of us just each
that's
hang out with each
was,
other, this is our pod.
They all said that. And they think that he didn't want that because he liked just staying at Robin's.
Oh.
But Robin was like, having Cody around 24/7
was too much.
Yes.
She's like, please go to these other
so
houses.
She was like, you need to work on your other marriages and get the fuck out.
Yeah, COVID did that to a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have three other options. They were like, he had options and was still refusing to go anywhere else.
And so then I guess he hadn't had sex with Christine for many, many years.
Really?
And she's like,
which one's
the
that?
The one that's venturing off.
Oh, wait, this one.
This
wait, which
one is going
Robin?
Away. Robin is the red. In the red.
Okay, so he's
and
closest
then
to her.
Mary is number one, and they're not close.
Wait, which one's Mary? Which one's
Mary's
one?
In the green.
Okay, she's
and
number
Mary's
one.
Number one, and they haven't been close for a really long time.
Okay.
And she got catfished. She was flirting with a guy for like a year online that was like, you should leave Cody for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're so in love. And then that person went to the tabloids and said, I've been catfishing Mary.
Aww.
I'm actually a woman.
That's
so
bad
then,
PR for our lesbians.
So then Cody felt betrayed and the sister wives felt betrayed because they're like, that's just embarrassing, Mary.
I could see her doing the woman thing, though. Right?
Totally. And her daughter, she has one daughter, and her daughter is engaged, but also transitioning.
Oh, okay. And so the one that's leaving is who?
Christine in
Where
the blue.
Where does she fall in? She just doesn't like
She's
him anymore.
Number three, and she said she didn't really enjoy him that much, but she was still willing to try.
Okay.
And so she said, are we ever going to sleep together again? Ever have sex again?
Oh, because they're the ones that hadn't slept together in forever.
Right. And he's like, look, no, there's a lot of marriages that aren't romantic. And she goes, well, you're basically telling me that I am never going to have a romantic relationship again.
That's crazy.
But you can go down the street and have, I get it. That's the thing. Like, I get it. You're 50.
Yeah.
The idea of sleeping with multiple women during the week is probably just really exhausting.
Yeah.
And you just like to stick with what you know now, the one that you've been boning throughout COVID.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but she needs to be able to get
she'd like
some,
to get boned. And so she's like, once you told me that, I'm out. And he's like, I didn't think that you were out.
Good
like,
girl.
I didn't.
Go
so
on.
So we're watching her go.
Okay.
And then Janelle.
That's juicy.
I don't think he sleeps with Janelle either. But
this one.
The one in the orange.
Not having it.
Yeah.
I'm not having it.
She just doesn't care enough to. she wants to just stay in the family because she doesn't
roof,
want
she got a roof over her head.
And she doesn't want, I don't think she wants to find romance with anybody else.
Yeah,
so, and she doesn't care that he only sleeps with Robin.
Yeah.
And she doesn't care. And now that her kids are grown, she's like, look, I wish the kids would get along with Cody better, but at the same time, like, I'm fine with just keeping its status quo.
I get that. Some people are just complacent. She's like, I like my house.
And everyone hates Cody.
Okay.
So well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. This guy I happen to have found on my For You page. I don't know how it comes about.
I don't know how you found this.
He doesn't even have that many followers.
No, he doesn't.
I made
That's
you
why
watch
this
it.
Is very obscure.
It's this guy with red hair. His name is Scott Nathan Photo. And I came across this video and I was just like, I have to. And he basically, he's like, so story time. There's this girl that, you know, I date occasionally. She comes over.
She has to stay with me for a couple nights.
Yeah, that's what she said. So she did. You know, she slept over. He makes it very clear to the audience.
Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah.
And on Sunday. We're like, we know what a weekend is. Dude.
So, you know, she's getting ready, doing her hair and makeup. And I hear her phone buzzing.
There's
a
vibration in the bed.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, her phone rang.
I think it's my phone and it's her phone. And right there, I see that she gets a message from a guy named Mohammed from Seeking Arrangements. So I go, hey, babe. And she goes,
yeah, babe. Yeah, babe. There's no way she said, yeah, babe. He's lying.
I know.
That part.
Like, really?
She's like, what? She's in the shower going, what?
Yeah. I'll be him and you be her. Babe, looks like you have a message from some guy named Mohammed on Seeking Arrangements.
Why are you spying on me?
I'm not. You can come over and screw me anytime you want. I'm just curious how this works. I mean, what are you going to do with this guy?
Well, do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do.
All right, fine. I guess I'll confide in you. So I go on dates with these guys. He's going to pay me like $1,000. Just go to lunch. And basically, I have a nice meal. And then I get him to, I don't know. I'm like, hey, can you take me shopping afterwards? And he's like, sure. And I'm not going to have sex with him, though.
Wow, that's amazing. So then she comes back from shopping. She has one big Yves Saint Laurent bag and one little one. And then a Gucci bag. And I'm like, wow. And she goes, here you go. And she gives me these Gucci shoes that are very, like, flamboyant with, like, some feathers on them and stuff. And they're size 11. And I go, first of all, how did you get him to buy you men's shoes? And how did you know my size?
Well, babe, I was at lunch and we went shopping. And I felt bad for leaving you for a couple hours. So I just lied. I told him it was my dad's birthday. And so he bought me these shoes. And I had gone through your closet to find your size. Wink.
Wow. You're pretty cool.
Thanks.
So anyway,
but you know the worst part about
it
is that I have all these goods, these luxury items, but like no money. So I'm not actually making that much money doing this.
You know what you should do, babe?
What, babe?
Is only have these guys take you shopping at Barney's. What was the other place?
Neiman Marcus.
Barney's and Neiman Marcus, because when you return the goods, they're the only two stores in LA that can give you cash, not credit.
Oh, my God. That's genius. I have never thought about that. You know what? I'm actually going to start doing that.
So then.
Cut to. Two months later.
She called me up and she said.
Babe.
No, she called your daddy, bro.
Oh. Hey, daddy. Hey, daddy. What's up?
Oh, what's up with you? How you doing? Haven't heard from you in a while. Will I come over and sleep over for a weekend? That would include a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Actually, I don't. But I did want to tell you something. You
what?
Are so freaking smart. I did what you said.
What?
And I took all these items back, got cash from those stores, and now I have $37,000 in my bank accounts.
Wow. And then she said to me, I should be called myself the whore whisperer.
I mean, offensive.
So offensive. Gross. So I read the comments and everybody's like, that's amazing. Like, everyone thought he's great. Great
story.
You tell
me you're being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I mean, it is true. Like, how many luxury items can you have? And if you try and resell them, you're losing a lot of the value.
No, you should. That's why when
you gotta go to the real real.
Right. That's when you act. That's why if you're in your house and somebody comes and steals all your stuff.
Yeah.
It saves you a trip to the real real. Mm-hmm. You get the full amount from the insurance.
Yeah.
So, not that you want that to happen.
I don't want that to happen.
Well, with certain people, it has conveniently happened to them.
Oh.
When they owe a lot of money, and then they get that big million-dollar check.
I don't want to know about that.
I don't know about that either, but I'm just saying some people think that maybe all the robberies that are reported are not necessarily the way they are, but I don't know.
I didn't get into that. I don't even know. That seems like a complicated situation.
Here it is, the horror whisperer. Look at that face.
Nah. Well.
So hot. This is Annie watching him in disgust. I made her watch it. Teresa got the boot from Real Housewives of New Jersey, second week.
I didn't see her dance. How did she do?
I mean, she's fine. What I kind of realized, you know who got the boot last week?
Who?
Was Samantha Jones' ex-boyfriend from Sex and the City.
Oh my gosh, what's
Smith
that guy's
Jared.
Name? Oh, he was on there?
Smith Jared was on Sex and the City, and then he was on Dancing with the Stars. And they threw him and his perfect dick right off the show. Why is no one voting for him? Anyway, it kind of made me realize that, like, I mean, I think Teresa's, like, the biggest Real Housewife.
She's the most famous?
But I don't know if it's that the Real Housewife fans are too lazy to dial
maybe.
In and saber, or if maybe the Real House audience is just smaller than I think it is.
Or it's just, like, so specific to that Bravo world that maybe they don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
It could be an older... Is it an older audience? I don't know.
I think it's pretty... I think it's a lot of people, but I don't think it's as broad as, like, a sports person.
Right.
Or...
No, I mean the Dancing with the Stars audience.
Is it Dancing with the Stars... Maybe, I don't know what it is.
I think
it probably is. I feel like everybody that goes on the show is like, and I'm doing this for my dead grandma. Like every
right.
single one. So,
maybe her...
And also, if they all... A lot of them have died, then...
Maybe her fans, just didn't watch. But I would have... That
she
is surprising.
She seems completely fine to get the boot.
Well, it's a lot of work,
It is
I've
so
heard.
Much work. Would you do it?
I don't think so.
I don't think I would either.
You would have to. You would have to, Heather. You can't turn that down. You would totally do it.
I'm totally fine, though, getting the boot, like, the first week.
Well, whatever. You've done it.
Because I just want to do the one photo shoot and then be done with
you
it.
You're going to want to prance around in that little shimmery dress. High heels. You can work high heels. Your bras push the girls up. You should do that show if they ask you.
I thought I would have been asked so long ago.
I'm actually surprised. I feel like here it turns next season. That's what I predict next season.
Or it'll happen when I'm like the oldest person. Like I'm the geriatric person, like 20 years from now.
And they're all clapping for you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she tried.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like helping you to the judge's table.
But I saw, is it a lot? Wait, who's the guy that's the host from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, Alfonso Rivera?
Yeah, I saw him interview Gabby. She was the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And he's asking her a question, and she has a scratchy voice, and she didn't even know how to answer it right. She's like, well, I just am more of a performer than a dancer. Did I answer your question right? And he goes, no, you didn't. But anyway, he was kind of funny.
That's cool.
Like, I thought he was, like, a pretty good host, because I guess they got rid of Tyra, huh? They got rid of Tyra.
I haven't watched in years.
I know. Remember, we always had to. Remember, we did a dancing.
I don't know.
We
if
did
I was,
a dancing.
I don't think I was in that one.
Yes.
I don't think I was in that one. I would remember. I wasn't in that sketch.
Okay, I know
sure
we
did
one where Chris and Ross danced together.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I was with.
I don't know.
I
not
can't
me.
Remember who
that
I was with.
I think that was right before me.
But well, there you go.
There you go.
Well, tell everybody about your stuff. One more time.
I'm on tour. Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, Newark, New Jersey, Huntington, New York, Wilmington, Delaware, Vermont, Rhode Island. I'm going to have a Netflix special out October 25th.
Yes.
It's called Good Fortune. So I would love you Juicy Scoopers to watch it because, I worked really hard on it. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited to see it too.
Thanks, my dear.
And they can watch Sweet and Salty in the meantime.
Yeah.
And follow Fortune. It's just your name, right? At Fortune? What's your Instagram?
At Fortune Feimster, yeah.
All right. Thanks, girl.
Thank you, girl. Bye. You know I love you juicy scoopers that listen, so it's a real treat to be back. Thanks for having me.
That was so sincere. I love it.
I meant every word of it.